This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Shepherding Our Hearts with Addie
and Tina Shepherd. Last time we can say this.
It's been a long time since I've asked this, but is it Shepherding Our Hearts or Shepherding Your Heart?
It's Our Hearts,
okay,
but
I said it right.
This is the last week that we can say Addie and Tina Shepherd.
Oh, snap, I'm going to have to start saying my last name too.
You are. So, yeah. And Dad asked yesterday what we were going to call our podcast going forward. If we were still going to stick with Shepherding Our Hearts. So, we'll have to talk about it. We probably need to keep it the same. We're still Shepherding Our Hearts, even though I will be the only one with the last name Shepherd.
Yeah, it's just not as funny of a pun anymore.
I know, but I just don't know that they'll want us to switch it.
We'll ask.
We'll ask, yeah. We'll figure that out. So stay tuned. We may have to do a transition for a while into a different name.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We had a list of names for a while. This is just the one we landed on. Are there any other good? We wanted it to be a pun.
We could
change it to Shining Your Light.
I was thinking that. Yeah, Shine Your Light. Just Shine Your Light or something like that. Because, okay, so she's going to have the last name.
Hine.
And then, of course, I will stay Shepherd. And so we shipped the name to Shine. So
because we were going to do a cleaning company. And it was going to be Shine Detailing. It was going to be great.
We still might do that. So stay tuned for that, too. Probably not. She's got a lot of nanny gigs lined up after this, so.
I told Mom, I was like, I'm done nannying after the kid I just finished nannying because it's so hard to be a nanny. No, that's not true. It's so easy to be a nanny and it's so much fun. But you are not the mother, which just means eventually you're done. And then you've made an attachment with this kid and you gotta, like, walk away. And that's not fun. So I was like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Because I was so attached to this last kid. I had him for so long. I think he was like, 7 months when I started watching him? And I watched him till he was 2. So that was a good amount of time we spent every single day together. And then, like, he's gone. And so he's not gone.
He's actually in the wedding. So we're super excited about that.
We'll actually see him in like 2 days. But, you know, it's hard. And it hurts. You're like, oh, I don't want to. I want to not see you anymore. So, anyways, I was trying to back out of the nannying gig, but, like, 4 people have already asked me to nanny their kids, so I can't leave, I guess.
It's good that you know, that you're someone, you're good at it because you give your heart to it.
That's what makes it hard.
But that's what makes it hard. I know, that's what I was going to say, but, like, if you didn't care and didn't create a bond with the kid, you would not be a good nanny.
And that's why it stinks. That's why I want it out.
I made a piece of art for a friend that also nannied for years. And I don't remember exactly what it said, but something about, like, she gave away pieces of her heart or something like that. And so I, like, took puzzle pieces and made a heart and had, like, pieces gone. But it was the fact that she gave her heart to all those kids that made her such a wonderful nanny to them. So, yeah, but it is hard. So, anyway.
Wouldn't recommend.
So we were thinking deep cleaning stuff. That's a little easier.
Because I was like, that'd be so much better. And then all these people are like, do you think Addie would nanny for me? Or they'd ask me, hey, would you nanny? I'm like, guys, I'm trying to get out of this gig. How do you back out? How are you like, no, I don't do the whole kid thing anymore. Sorry. I get a little too attached.
People probably would think that you give it up because you're tired of kids, but it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, I love them too much.
Yeah, just hard. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, and we wanted to apologize. Sorry, segue there. For not doing a podcast last week. But last week, we were doing a different kind of gig.
We were construction workers last week.
So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of things. And it's kept us extremely busy. But last week, especially, it was like, we would go to camp where the wedding is going to be. And we were, like, deep cleaning there because no one's been there since fall. And so, yeah, it was rough. And so we were deep cleaning at camp, and then we go straight from there to her fiancé's house. He was at work, but redoing the bedroom. And so we were mudding and taping and sanding and painting and, I mean, flooring. We didn't do the flooring. He did the flooring, but we were preparing.
We watched him.
And you helped. I helped too. I opened the boxes.
And I replaced the caulk.
Which, I'm sorry, the boxes were really hard to open.
Yeah, so. I mean, it sounds like that's not a big deal. It was.
Oh, and
it
staining.
Took like 2 or 3 minutes yeah. to open a box.
And he was on a roll, so he did not want to slow down to do that.
Because he had drank caffeine. He was bouncing off the walls.
And was really anxious to get the floors done.
He did the floors in like 2 or 3 hours. Something crazy.
It was crazy. And then cleaning just all of the dust from the sanding. Like, it was everywhere.
It's actually, if you guys are bored, I don't even know who listens to this podcast, but if you're ever bored and you're like, you know what, I could really use some deep cleaning in my life, come over to my house, because the dust from the bedroom got ground into the living room floors. So I have a little brush, a little spray bottle, and I've been spraying and scrubbing. So if somebody wants to come help, I would not be opposed.
Maybe after the honeymoon, invite me over, give me some Taco Bell, and we will clean.
Oh, I wasn't offering to pay anybody.
Taco Bell. It's what we do.
It is what we do.
We have worked on the house a lot, and that was just kind of our go-to. Like, we would work until we were all starving.
Like, hangry. Like, it wasn't fun.
and so then we would get Taco Bell, and we would pause and eat.
We would get it DoorDash, too, so we wouldn't have to stop until it was time
to eat. We did last week, yeah, and I think we only took one break all of last week and, like, sat down and ate. The rest of the time, we ate in the car.
Yeah.
Driving from one place to another is kind of crazy. So
I'm really tired.
I know. That's okay. Tomorrow's going to be more chill. And then Friday, very chill. It's your girls' day.
Party.
Yeah. And rehearsal. And then the wedding on Saturday. So it's going to be great.
And then I'm going to sleep my entire honeymoon. Because I'm exhausted.
Anyway, so all of that to say, sorry we didn't get a podcast out last week, and we definitely won't next week, because she will be in Florida.
Y'all are lucky you got one this week, to be completely honest.
To be fair. But it is a special topic for the week, benefits of faith. So we are going to kind of do a twist on that a little bit.
Because we didn't really want to do this. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We had a topic picked out to do last week that we were both really, really excited about. And then we didn't do a podcast.
And we really don't want to wait until next time, but it really does fit. And so I think that it's a neat way to look at the benefits of faith. And what we're really going to talk about, one of the benefits of faith is sharing that faith and having a shared faith with those you love. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about, is benefits of having that common faith between in our case, a mother and daughter. So we're going to talk about
mother and daughter.
We are not. We're almost friends. I'm really excited because I've always told her.
You've told me we are friends,
but not 100% because I still have to be a mom sometimes. Okay. But now on Saturday,
she goes back and forth all the time on whether or not we're friends.
I'm like, we're so close to just being able to be more like friends, but I was still the mom. So like, you can't totally be a friend and then suddenly have to step back into mom role and be like, you know, you need to go clean your room, you know, whatever. So
there's like 6 things in my room right now.
Now, and to be fair, I've given you a lot of grace with your room because I knew you were trying to pack and move and all this stuff. But anyway, but on Saturday when she gets married, then obviously I'm still her mom, but I get to move into the role of being friend.
No, you're still,
as well.
You're still going to go back and forth on whether or not you're
not
my friend.
I am not, because I'm very much a leave and cleave person. So you will be Kian's problem then.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
So the benefits of sharing of a common faith with one another. Are we going to read your verse?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I paused. That's how we always start. You always read a verse.
Well, yeah, but you usually introduce the verse I'm about to read.
Oh, Addie's going to read. I don't remember which one we settled on.
Philippians 2, 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. Philippians 2, 1 and 2.
Which says, that's what I always say before I read the verses. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Were you about to say something?
No.
Oh.
You talk after I read the verse.
We don't know how this works anymore.
We take a week off. We're all rusty.
I think both of our minds are just going in a million different directions, but...
No kidding.
We really liked this verse for the topic we're doing because it talks about the idea of having... being like-minded, having the same mind, and being in one accord. And that's really the idea of having that one faith. Like, the faith that, you know, I gained through my study of the scriptures, then we were able to pass on to you kids. And then, but that's not enough. Like, you have to also grow your own faith, yeah, which you did, and it's been a beautiful thing to watch and see. And now we get to have that shared faith. But it wasn't just because, like, you blindly walked along in our footsteps. It was that, you know, you grew physically.
You have
physically.
To work out your own salvation.
Yeah, but yeah. Also spiritually, like, you know. And there was one time, it was funny, we had gone to a gospel meeting, and someone who was preaching was talking about Judgment Day and how on that day you'll have to stand there alone and no one can, like, be there.
Freaked me out.
It did. I mean, it wasn't funny. It was actually really sad. But, like, his point was totally different than how she took it.
Let's clarify. This isn't, like, a year or two ago. I was probably five
or
six.
No, she was little.
So the idea of standing alone between literally God Almighty was a little terrifying.
And so she, at bedtime, you know, she was crying and called for me, and so, you know, her dad and I looked at each other and we're like, oh no, like, she's pretty young for this, you know. And so
no, man, I just didn't want to go.
Yeah, so I go upstairs to her room, and she was like, well, he said I had to stand there alone and that nobody can help me and all this. And I was like, sweetie, like, we can help you now. And she's like, oh. And then she said, I mean, it was pretty profound for a five-year-old.
No.
But she was like, she's like, I mean, I believe it because you say it, but how do I know that I believe it for me? And, like,
that is really true.
I know.
I don't even remember,
right?
Saying that.
Yeah. And so we got her.
I do
her,
remember being terrified, though.
Yeah. We got her some books to start studying because I think she specifically talked about the Bible being real. Like, I know, like, you guys say it's real, but how do I know it's real for me, you know? And
I remember that book that you gave me, though. I just didn't remember those two connecting.
Yes, and so I got her some stuff, and she, like, faithfully read those every night before bed, and she would just study on her own to make sure that she had her own faith, and it wasn't just...
I am not standing there by myself with no knowledge.
Yeah, that she knew that she had her own faith, and it wasn't just because her dad and I believed it and told her. So, and because of that, because she did that, then we can share the faith together, which is a beautiful thing. So what are some benefits of us having that same faith, that being like-minded? I'll tell you one.
Okay, good, because I
coming from a mom's perspective, like, it's really nice to always be able to go back to God's word for the reason of, like, why we do things a certain way. And, like, we can discuss those things, but we have a solid foundation and basis in the scriptures. And it's not just... And then we can discuss it from there, right? Because, obviously, our family has certain rules, and then, you know, the Bible, obviously, that is non-negotiable. But our rules can be. And so, but we always can come back to that same source for, like, the truth on the matter. So that's been really nice.
I have a good one.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to have someone to go and talk to who you know is not going to give you an answer that is completely biased on how much they like you. You know, it's like, okay, well, the Bible says X, Y, Z, and not, like, oh, well, you should do blah, 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 because, you know, it's not like I'm talking into an echo chamber where you're just going to tell me things that I want to hear. But it's like, the Bible says this, and that is going to give you the solution that you need.
Which is really good, because, I mean, we're told to seek wise counsel. And, like, how do you know it's
like
wise counsel?
Built in.
Yeah, but, like, coming back to God's word and your faith. Yeah. I would say another thing that I love so much about having this common faith with you is just knowing that we'll get to be together in eternity, because right now, especially knowing, like, sitting here in your almost empty room, like, you're not going to live here with me forever.
Only 3 more days.
But we get to look forward to
actually
forever together in heaven. So that's really cool too, knowing that we have that common hope.
That's true. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Can I tell a funny story? Can we pull out of this for a second and tell a funny story? Okay. One of my favorite things that's been happening recently is we have realized how reliant we are on each other. Because I had to go to the store and buy myself a hair dryer and a curling iron and, like, all these things that I've never used. Mascara? Maybe we shouldn't have shared that.
It's okay, but we did. A lot.
I meant with everybody else.
Oh, you didn't wear it very often, so that was silly to have your own.
Razors.
Razor.
That was on purpose.
Not on purpose.
This is a funny story. One time I go to take a shower and I'm like, somebody got me a new razor. And so I like shave with my new razor. I go downstairs and I was like, did you give me a new razor? And she was like, no, I threw away my razor and got myself a new one. And I was like, well, your razor's still in there. Mine isn't.
And it turned out like probably a month.
We don't replace our razors that often, do we?
I don't even know.
Probably 4 or 5 months.
It was a long time that we were both using. So there were 2 razors in the shower, but both of us were using the same one that whole time.
You were using my razor. How was I supposed to know? She now hangs hers on the shower.
It wasn't there today.
Well, okay, I used it.
And since it wasn't where I always put it, I was like, well, now I don't know which one is mine. So I just grabbed one and used it.
I actually meant to tell you that I need a new razor before I move out. One last razor, please.
Well, we'll see if I make it to a store.
I thought you were going to Price Chopper tomorrow.
Yes, you're right. I am. Hey, I wasn't looking at my list.
You talked me into eating the road trip snacks this morning. So gotta go back to the store now.
Oh, I have a list, so I'm going back. But that's tomorrow's. No. It's not on today's list. It's tomorrow's list.
Are not even close to on topic anymore.
Back to faith. Wow. I'm sorry, y'all. It's kind of rough. What it got me thinking about. What it really got me thinking about was the song that we sing at camp. We've been spending a lot of time at camp. And A Common Love. We end every day of camp with that song. And that's one of the benefits of that common faith that we have, is that we get to have a common love for one another. And we'll just kind of go through the song. A common love, a common...
Nothing?
Oh, I thought you were pointing at something. What?
Nothing. A common love.
Yes.
For each other.
Yes.
A common gift.
From the Savior or to the Savior.
Depending on where you're from.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think from, because he is the gift. But a common love, or
our love to each other is a gift to the Savior.
So either one.
It doesn't really, it depends on how you're looking at the song, I guess.
A common bond, holding us to the Lord.
A common strength.
When you're weary.
A common
hope for tomorrow. A common joy in the truth
of God's word.
So,
yikes! She bit
me. But yes, it made me think of that song, because all of those things in that song that we talk about are benefits of sharing a faith with one another. So
it's easy to love people who have the same thoughts as you.
It is, and it should be then easier also to work things out when there are differences between people of faith, right? Because we should be able to go back to that common bond and that common love and that common grace, all of these things. So there's a lot of benefits of this faith that we share.
I love it. I love sharing a faith with you.
I love sharing a faith with you. And a podcast.
I'm going to miss doing it like this.
Me too. We're just going to have to make a new tradition of when we do this that works for both of us. So with your new home and your new schedule and all of these things, I guess in May you're kind of up in the air on schedule. It's a little more free.
I don't got a schedule in May.
You got
That's
a couple.
Not true. I think I'll probably end up babysitting at least most of May.
Yeah.
Because you can take, you can try to get out of the nanny gig, but it follows you. I'm babysitting all of May and then start my next nanny job in June.
That's okay. You're good at what you do. Well, this was it for the shepherds. We're signing out.
Peace. Say thank you.
thank you.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Babway Media by visiting us at babwaymedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.